With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
It's a red, white, support the blue flashback weekend. Flashing back to our favorite interviews with those that have put their lives on the line for their fellow citizens.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
We're talking with Jennifer Coffendaffer right now, retired FBI special agent. Jennifer, I want to talk about the Koberger case and Bethany Funk, who was subpoenaed to testify in June in the initial hearing of Brian Koberger, but now they have settled for an interview. That's the language that's being used. There is a big difference, though, between an interview and a deposition, correct?
There's a big difference, and my only question would be, did they precisely choose that language? Did they precisely say interview? And I would think they would. This is a legal document. This is very specific parameters of their agreement. Deposition is so much different. You are sworn in. It's sworn testimony. Everything that's said by all parties is taken via dictation. There's a transcript that is produced. It's much more intense. There is no wiggle room typically on when you're deposed. The opposing counsel will ask you questions and you have to answer all of those questions. Now, your attorney can object and state the grounds for which they object, but typically you have to answer for it. And a judge can even get involved on a deposition if they feel like the witness isn't answering fully the questions as per the agreement. So this seems to be really dumbed down to an interview, which is very informal. And typically, though, there should be a report made as to a summary of what was said. But I'll be interested to see if it's an interview or a deposition, but they wrote an interview.
Yeah, and that's really interesting to me. If there is some sort of exculpatory evidence that Bethany has, wouldn't that be something the prosecution will be pushing more for towards a deposition versus an interview? Wouldn't a deposition hold more weight than just the interview?
Well, it would, but Tony, let's really face it. She's been interviewed multiple times by law enforcement already. Those interviews are made through discovery to the defense. So they know already everything Bethany has had to say in this case. They already have it. And that's the really irritating part that so many people don't perhaps understand that are trying to fight all of this. It's in black and white, and they might have even recorded her interviews. So the defense has all that. So that begs the question, why are you trying to get Bethany Funk on the stand pre-trial?
Yeah.
You know, at this preliminary hearing, when those documents can stand on their own. Also, they can be introduced and discussed by the interviewing agents or officers. Mm-hmm. And some people say, well, maybe that's one of the ones that's under investigation. Well, it doesn't matter because there's going to be two there.
Sure.
Nobody is going to do an investigation like this or an interview without at least two officers / agents in there. Mm-hmm. So it's just, I think, not understanding perhaps kind of how all of that works. So if there would have been something exculpatory, they would have cited it in that affidavit.
Yeah.
And that is what was always very frustrating to me, is how they can could possibly make a ruling to send her to Idaho based on a big fat goose egg. Mm-hmm. The only thing they cited in there were the police reports, mm-hmm. that she had information of things she saw and heard. Well, they have that. I think it was really, I've seen it time and again where, they're hoping to get their hands on a witness, a young witness like this, who's malleable, who's possibly malleable, I should say, possibly expectedly emotional, mm-hmm. and inexperienced, and just pay with her on the stand. And I think that's what they were trying to accomplish. And so I'm certainly glad,
yeah.
That they did the right thing.
Is the tactic to get them on the stand, kind of confuse them, maybe get them to contradict themselves and then try and find some sort of loophole there in a preliminary hearing? Is that kind of the direction you feel like that was where it was intended to go?
100%. Get her on the stand, either have her contradict, mm-hmm. one of her other statements that she made in,
yeah.
some way. You know, they lead them,
yeah.
right? Even though they say you're not allowed to lead. Well, did you really see that? And the thing is, when you're deposed and when you're on the stand, I don't care how seasoned you are. I don't care how much you know about the information you're talking about. Mm-hmm. It is extremely difficult. You have somebody who essentially their only goal is to turn upside down what you have to say.
Mm-hmm.
And they will ask questions, even though there's objections raised, they can rephrase the same thing over and over and over, just hoping to beat you down. Mm-hmm. And this is a 21-year-old.
Sure.
This is such a young lady who, by the way, would be having to look at the person, at least accused and probable cause existing, that annihilated her friends with a knife.
Yeah.
How emotional. There's so many rumors out there about what kind of counseling she's receiving. I don't know. Unless I see the counseling reports,
yeah.
I don't know. But I would believe that she is highly traumatized. I would think that every time she goes to bed at night, she probably thinks about it. And I speak from a place of somebody who has been attacked, who's, mm-hmm. been through something bad,
yeah.
at that exact age, 21.
Yeah.
And it's a lot to ask of her to face that individual and to relive that night over and over again, what she might have seen. And I'm so glad this ruling went this way.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Jennifer Coffendapper, thank you for your insights into that. We have more with Jennifer throughout the week. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any of our conversations. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.